Good morning. You are tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer. I'm in the studio this morning with a bunch of guests that I'm delighted to have here. Let's see if I can name everyone. I'm just going to start to my right and tell everyone who is here. So to my right, I have Owen Holt, and next to him, I have Rhett Walker. And I want to mention these two guests are two participants in an event we're going to be talking about shortly. So thank you, Rhett and Owen, for coming in this morning. And then next to them, we have Shadid Miller and Sam O'Brien. And these are two Boys on the Run volunteer coaches. And Sam is actually an employee at SAFE as well. So thank you for coming in as well this morning. And we are here this morning to talk about Boys on the Run. Is that right? Am I saying that correctly? Is it Boys Run or Boys on the Run?
Boys Run.
Right. Yeah. It's that makes me think of Girls on the Run, which is another program that maybe we can chat a little bit about, because that might have been the jumping off spot for this program, Boys Run. But we're here to talk about Boys Run, which is a program that maybe, Sam, maybe I can turn to you and you could tell us a little bit about the program, what exactly it is and maybe how it gets started.
Yeah, definitely. So originally the first program to develop was Girls on the Run, and that's a nationally recognized organization. And then there was some talk in the community about 5 years ago about wanting to create a comparable program for boys. And so then in developing the program, some different kind of thought process had to go into it in the way that boys are socialized differently from girls. So Girls on the Run focuses a lot on building healthy body image, self-esteem, the sorts of things that young girls deal with. But Boys Run focuses more on expanding the idea of what it means to be a strong man, and thinking about ways other than just purely like having big muscles and stuff like that. Thinking about, you know, having a generous character and a strength of spirit is what we talk about a lot.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Shadid, you are a volunteer coach, so you participate in this program, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about what it is to be a volunteer and what it looks like when you go to a meeting, if that's what you call it, or when you all meet together for Boys Run.
Oh, one of the lessons, well, the boys usually come in running from class, and they'll play a game for a little bit, and then we circle up, have snack. And we get right into it. We'll start talking about their day. We'll start talking about the lesson. We'll start talking about how they've been feeling. And we'll get into what we're going to be working on towards the day, whether it's how we interact with one another. I know we cover so many topics. One of our acronyms that we go over is BOFT, how to breathe, observe, feel, and think. And we'll go through scenarios. And we have a really good time while running, but also getting to know one another and working together.
I'm wondering, just to jump off of that, if Rhett or Owen, either of you can say anything about BOFT? Do either of you what have you learned about using that acronym, if anything?
I've learned that it can help if you're in a tricky situation with a family member or a friend and you guys are both upset, so you should like breathe and observe. Well, the observing is kind of like the feeling, so I think it should just be BOT, but BOFT can work well, too.
Oh, I like it how you're evaluating it as well, finding what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And Rhett, do you have anything that you've learned that you really like that's been helpful for you?
Well, I haven't really used BOFT in a while, but I have actually used it in some situations where I am angry or I am sad, and I have learned that it can really help if you can, like, share your feelings with a family member or friend.
That's wonderful. That's a great lesson that a lot of us adults still haven't learned, so that's wonderful that you're learning it already. I'm also imagining that you both enjoy running?
Yes.
Yeah? So tell us a little bit about the running part of it, Rhett or Owen. Do you run every time you get together, and what is that piece of it like?
Well, most times when we run, we are like running with lap counters. I'm not sure if the Tuesday Thursday has this, but we have a chart to keep track of how many miles we run in the Monday Wednesday group, so we can so we can add up on those miles. And a lot of times we go outside too, maybe run a 5K, and we run those on the soccer field.
Congratulations, you're running 5Ks? Well done. And that is actually what's going to be happening on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So there's a 5K event this Saturday, the 15th, and it is at 10 a.m. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And where do people go if they want to come watch, or can anyone participate, or do you need to be part of the program?
Anyone can participate, and I think if it's the same as last year, I think it's by Centennial Hall.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So people, if they want to watch or if they want to participate, they should come to Centennial Hall on Saturday, maybe a little bit before 10, and the race will start at 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And both of you are going to be running?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how about Sam and Shadid? Are you both running?
I personally will not be running because I'll be doing a lot of, like, coordination of the volunteers and stuff like that, but I don't know, should you really be running?
Because I've never been in a color run, if I can possibly help behind the scenes as much as possible, I'm going to get in.
You're going to run
with the guys if I can.
Okay, excellent. So will it mostly not be coaches, though, or it'll be all sorts of people?
All sorts, because everyone has a running buddy as well, as mm-hmm. the coaches will be here and everyone out to support. So
okay,
I'd love to see.
On these runs, it sounds like some groups meet Tuesday, Thursday, some meet Monday, Wednesday. The coaches actually go running with the students.
Indeed, we do. And we mentioned a practice 5K. Actually, on our Tuesday, Thursday practice 5K, we had to do it inside instead of outside.
Yeah.
And it was really remarkable because the last lap, to help everyone finish, what happened, Owen?
We all ran because there's one kid left that was having a hard time finishing, so we all ran with him to finish his last lap.
Wow.
And it was just very encouraging. That's what we do Boys on the Run for, just to help each other and support each other and lift one another up. And that happened without anyone suggesting. All the boys just came together on their own, and that day we ended with an affirmation, and they all recommended that we affirm each other. It was just a wonderful day. So we'd love for everyone to come out and support these guys.
Yeah, this sounds really amazing. I'm wondering if any of you want to speak about the any changes you might see. Because this is the end of the program for this year, I presume, like kind of the culminating event. So Owen and Rhett, you've been doing this program since, was it in the spring? Or when did you start? Or in the fall with school starting? It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It started in September, for sure. But is this your first year, Owen?
No, I've been in it for a few since third grade.
And what about you, Rhett?
This is my second year, and I started in third grade.
Okay. So you've been doing this for quite a while. I wonder if you can think of any ways that you've changed from being in the program. It's kind of a big question, but and if you can't, that's fine. Maybe some of the coaches have thoughts of watching people change over time, but I'll give you a second to think about it.
I've definitely seen all the boys get faster.
Right.
If it was possible.
They're running. Yeah. Well, that's a physical change. Yeah, Sam.
I also noticed yesterday, I was pretty impressed. One of the boys in our Monday, Wednesday group, who he's a first year Boys Run participant, and he, at the beginning, didn't participate as much in our conversations. And during the end of the practice, we always do an affirmation circle where we choose somebody to affirm them for kind of upholding the values of the lesson that day. And this particular boy wanted to affirm one of the other boys for being a strong man. And we asked him what he meant by that. And he said he was really safe and really kind to everybody. Wow. And that made me very happy.
Yeah, that's so impressive. I do want to touch quickly on who all can get involved in the program, not just with this run, but it sounds like Rhett and Owen, you've been doing this program for a couple of years. How long? When can boys join the program? At what age?
Third grade, second graders are not allowed.
Okay. And how long can you keep doing this? Do you know, Owen?
fifth grade. I cannot go on to sixth grade.
Okay, so third through fifth grade. So if there are boys listening who are interested in participating in the program, what should they do? Sam maybe can answer that one. Like, who should they contact or get a hold of SAFE or maybe Diane has, or do you have a phone number for us, Diane? Is that what you?
Call the school.
Call the school. So Keet Gushaheen would be a great place to call, or SAFE. Okay. Well, we are all out of time, so I just want to mention quickly again that anyone can come to the Boys Run event to come cheer on Rhett and Owen and other runners. Maybe Shadid will be out there. They can be there at the Centennial Building at 10 o'clock, and you can also come to participate. And that's this Saturday, December 15th, for the Boys Run program. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Yep, thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And thanks for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.